Tonight's episode is brought to you by the Be Real Podcast Network. For more episodes like this, go to BREELnetwork.com. Enjoy the show. Fatality.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Guys Podcast. And today we are talking about Doctor Strange. I am Jordan, along here with Eric and Ed, and we are not going to be talking about the election, so don't worry. We're going to talk about the movie, but how are you guys doing tonight?
All right. Sorry, pretty quiet.
I'm going to make podcasting great again.
If I could just physically punch you through the...
I think the majority of people right now are just like we're doing right now. It's just like, okay, let's just keep doing... the same thing as we were doing before. Let's just kind of act like nothing happened and let's just keep on going. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to talk about Doctor Strange and some Marvel shit. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Like, you know, every time I see blood in my stool, just forget about it.
That's pretty American of you.
While I eat a cheeseburger. So, Doctor Strange, fellas, I don't know about you, but I'm not. This is a first for me. I may not be talking a lot in this episode.
Okay.
That is a first for you.
No, it is a first for me. I said this before in other reviews that we've done, but if it really wasn't for Movie Guys Podcast, I would have not seen this movie in theaters. I had no interest at all. I didn't care.
You didn't
really?
Okay, I mean, and that's fair, to be honest with you. That's fair, because Doctor Strange is kind of unique. He's not as mainstream, I guess, as the others, as sure. Anything else in the Marvel Universe. What the hell is going on? Sorry, everyone. I'm over at a house right now, and I guess they felt the need to run a race upstairs. But
oh, that's funny.
Either way, the Doctor, as I'm saying, getting back on point here, back onto it, where Doctor Strange is not the mainstream, but there still is an older character. There's a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of it's very magic stuff. So, you know, whereas you have some of the excuses where it's just like, okay, well, genetics or accident or super suit or whatever the hell, a god, I guess. This one's just like, yeah, magic. We're doing magic. So, yeah.
So, I have a question for you then. Is Doctor Strange, I know he's probably not a part of the original Avengers, but was Doctor Strange a part of the Avengers at all in the comics?
Yeah, for definitely.
Yeah.
He was. Okay, so then making a Doctor Strange movie and him probably going into Infinity War makes total sense then, I'm assuming, right?
Well, yeah, and it's like we talked about previously, in all these movies that are coming out and have come out, they're all coming to a funnel to the Infinity Wars. You know, they all have a part, and I can't remember the guy's name. I've been talking about it now for like a couple weeks. I can't remember the guy's name, but Doctor Strange, the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, they all have a hand in helping win the war against. And there's this one guy I can't remember his name.
Thanos.
Yeah, that's it. That's why they've made these movies.
Sure. Yeah, because
okay, no, I just didn't know
the stones. They go into the Infinity Gauntlet, and there was one in this movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, a second reason why I had no interest in seeing this movie is because of Rachel McAdams. With her, I have divorced her. Sorry, Rachel. I have moved on to bigger and better things. You were my girl. You were my girl for Notebook, and I watch a lot of shitty movies because you were in them. Time Traveler's Wife.
Did you just say this movie wasn't appealing to you because of Rachel McAdams, because of how much you loved her in The Notebook?
Yeah, so like what I'm trying to say is that when The Notebook came out, I was dating a girl at the time, and I went to go see it with her in theaters, and I was like, oh God, here we go, another stupid chick flick. And I actually ended up liking it, because I thought it was something completely different than your normal chick flick. I actually thought that movie had some weight on it.
Sure.
And I would argue because Ryan Gosling is a pretty good actor, and he impressed the hell out of me, so... Anyway, long story short, Notebook, I became a Rachel McAdams fan. Loved her, had a crush on her. I have
posters on your wall.
Oh, God, yeah. I met her twice. I have two autographs actually up there on my mantle thing. where my balls are at.
I'm about to say, and, it's just like, even with that, I don't know how far you are joking and how far you're serious.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% serious. I will.
Here we go. Good thing we're not a visual podcast. Oh my God, you actually have a signed autograph of her in the notebook. That's...
Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. Okay then.
Framed and everything.
So, yeah, yeah. So I was a big Rachel McAdams fan. Like I said, I met her a few times, just at different conventions and whatnot, and I wasn't like
notebook for Rachel McAdams.
Of course, man. Of course, because if I'm a bird, she's a bird. But.
Reached that point, folks.
So she's the reason why I did not want to see this movie, because over the years, I just kind of just fell out of love with her. I divorced her last 2 years ago because I saw my new love, Margot Robbie. So I like Rachel, you're old news. I haven't seen you naked, Rachel. I seen full bush on Margot. I'm good.
Yes.
Played Harley Quinn, a role you'll never do. So that's actually for me, I know I'm crazy, that's a legitimate reason why I didn't want to see this movie, because I was like, fuck you.
You definitely just got us flagged by the NSA, by the way. For a potential stalking victim.
Am I a stalking victim when I was like, hi, how you walk up to her and she's sitting at a booth and you give her like $40? I'm like, hi.
Give her, I was like, here's a picture of you. God damn, like some celebrities when they do that, just like, okay, yeah, you can come up, you can talk to me with money,
Yeah, that's exactly.
I guess if I had the ability to do that, I'd do that too.
I don't know. So it depends.
But yeah, no, honestly, guys, on all seriousness, I had no interest in seeing this movie, but I did see it in 3D because I was told that's what you had to see it in. And, God, I had to take off my glasses a few times, my 3D glasses, because I got nauseous as fuck. Did you guys see this in 3D?
I did not, no. I saw it in 2D with my dad, because my dad's old and can't handle 3D.
Yeah.
Melissa, Eric, you've seen 2D?
Melissa's not a fan of 3D, so I had seen it in 2D, because she's not a fan of 3D. And it's not for like a, I would definitely have gone to see it in 3D. There's a lot of visuals, like a lot of really cool visuals too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the difference between this movie and Ant-Man, were the visuals. Everything else was the same. The plane of story and acting and everything else from here to Ant-Man was the exact same. The difference again was the visuals. That is it. But
so, Eric, what would you change? It doesn't sound like you really like the movie.
Well, here's the thing, is that like it's kind of, I didn't care about Doctor Strange too much,
For the movie, like, because
no,
you didn't care about him in the movie.
The character, I didn't care about too much about him. Like it almost felt like they were just kind of going right into it, Here's the hotshot doctor. Here's the accident. We tried to blah blah blah. And it's just going right in to meeting the Ancient One and learning about all the multiverse powers and shit like that too. Just going right into it. And then immediately they're right into the threat type thing. So I'm not saying it was a pacing issue, but I'm saying that we didn't have enough time to really have Doctor Strange kind of develop a little bit more as a character. I still felt that he was arrogant throughout the entire movie. And the entire time there's like, no, you have to let yourself go. You can't be arrogant. You can't be this person who you were. And he's like, I'm not. And they're like, oh, all right. Well, I guess that's good enough.
Did anyone else notice, by the way, well, first of all, it's a giant PSA for don't text and drive.
Yeah.
Because he's, the name on the x-ray he was looking at was none other than Carol Danvers. Carol Danvers.
I don't know who that is.
Captain Marvel.
Boop, 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 played by Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
On the what?
The upcoming Captain Marvel
No, yeah, I know that, but he was saying something about Don't Text and Drive. Where was this at in the movie about Captain Marvel?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that
it's a PSA.
It was a PSA. I was making a sort of light. Don't text and drive, or look at X-rays.
Oh, but on that note, because I stayed for the scenes after
the very end, yeah.
They actually the final credit rolling up was, and intermittently throughout the credits they had, please don't text and drive, drive safe, other lives matter, or something like that too, and and so they actually had a thing about in credits too. So yeah, I guess you could say it was a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if you text and drive, you will lose your hands and you'll no longer be able to perform surgery.
That's not true.
Especially
if
you text and drive your Lamborghini.
I did it recently, and I only just hit the guy in front of me.
You weren't driving a Lamborghini. That's the thing. You have to drive a Lamborghini.
No, I was driving a Subaru. I wasn't in the mountains, winding roads, or anything like that. I was at a stoplight from a Lions game.
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
And the guy in front just, they drove off. They were drunk, so they didn't want to stay for the police, so they just drove off. But
hey, I drive a Subaru.
But I was like, all right, well, whatever. I drive America's most popular car for lesbian women over 40, apparently.
It is exactly that. Do you have a Forester? Is that what it is?
No, it's an Impreza. But I swear, if I had a Forester, I'd have to like get like the Jamie Lee Curtis cut. You know what I mean?
You would.
Nice. Jamie Lee Curtis, definitely from H2O cut. That would be amazing. So I have a gripe about this. It seemed like to me, now correct me if you guys saw it differently, but it seemed like to me he was too super depressed about losing his hands. Like, okay, I've never lost my hands, as you can tell, but my question is, why couldn't he try to lost my hands? I can't do surgery anymore. So how about I teach? I do a Skype class, or how about I do that? I mean, because it seems like his whole existence is I need my hands, and I was like, really?
That's the thing. Like, that's what made him be better than everybody. Like, he, at the very beginning of the movie, he goes into somebody else's surgery room, another doctor's operation, and says, I'm doing this. You know, the reason you missed the fact that this guy is going to die is because I'm better than you, and I'm going to do it. And then he does prove that he's better, because he goes in and gets that little bullet out of there.
Yeah, but that's not with his hands. It's with his mind that he knows what to do. So if he has this knowledge.
No. He's going to use his delicate hands.
Yeah, they made motion of that. Your girl, Rachel McAdams, was just all like, oh, wait, don't you want to wait for it? And he's like, no, I got it. And she's like, but that'll be freehand. And he's like, I got it. Not for me, or something like that. And he did it freehand. He did a very technical procedure with nerves and brain tissue and spinal fluid everywhere, and he did it with just a steady hand. So that was the highlight of the part to make you be like, oh, this guy's a hotshot doctor, which is why I don't give a shit, you know, later on when he gets into an accident. It's just like, okay, well, you're just an arrogant hotshot doctor. But again, that's kind of what he is. So that's fine. It's the reason why, again, in the pacing, it's because I don't feel like for him, I don't feel like the lesson was learned at all.
Well, good point.
And that's
very
true, too.
They
kept trying to teach it throughout the movie, and he's like, I still don't give a fuck. I still don't care. I'm still better than you.
Yeah, they didn't humanize him as well as maybe they did with the other superheroes. And maybe it'll shine more when it is into the Avengers Infinity War movie and shit like that, but who knows? This was just an introductory movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they
you guys were saying something last
just
boring.
There's just a whole lot. There's a lot of magic in the world, or in that world. There's a lot going on, and they were just like, they would touch upon it briefly and then they move it. And again, like,
well,
I don't want to say
pacing
is an issue, but I think it's just details that they're missing. Go ahead.
No, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude there. I just had a stupid question. Continue, please. I'm sorry.
No, that I'll stop it there. It's not pacing. It's just detail.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have to be the guy, right? I have to be this guy that I have to compare this to Inception, right? I mean.
You don't do that. Don't do that.
I have to be that guy?
You're trying to, but it's not going to work because Inception was fucking awful, and this movie was at least tolerable. I mean, the guy, I'm just reading up on his IMDb page. The director of this movie has done some okay stuff, you know, like he did The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah, we reviewed Sinister last week. Yeah, we there.
That's true. I wasn't there. sorry. And then The Day the Earth Stood Still. I mean, he's done a couple of okay things, I guess, but nothing that really stands out. And just on your guys' broader point, I mean, the movie didn't suck. It just wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for one of my favorite actors, Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, I don't think this movie would have been any good, to be honest with you. I think he saved it.
I would actually agree with you. No, yeah, I actually 100% agree with you because I was like, this movie to me is what Thor the Dark World was. It was like, okay, well, it's comic book movies, so that's cool, and it goes with the universe, so that's cool, but why am I really watching this right now? I mean, like, did they need to do it? What I think Marvel is going to start doing, and it's going to be their downfall, is they have to introduce all these characters that nobody really gives a shit about. I mean, like, guys, tell me, because I don't know anything about Doctor Strange in the comics. Is this guy fucking huge? Is this guy, like Wolverine, Spider-Man huge? Is this guy, like, an important character?
He's top tier. He's top tier. If you're gonna rank them on like power levels, he's top tier. He's boss level.
That's true. I mean, he's lesser known to an extent, but he's one of the most powerful, most badass guys.
Yeah.
Is he above Deadpool in the comic
easy,
love?
Easy.
Oh God, yeah.
He's
okay.
Just to again, he's on another playing field. They're all kind of in the same game, but like because of what he is and what his abilities are, and just like you know, and depending on what moment, I guess, or what series you're talking about here, but probably when he's with the Avengers, he's top tier. Like he's
okay,
you know.
I just didn't know if you were getting like another Ant-Man
break glass in a case of emergency type situations.
Gotcha. But, he seems more like a DC villain though. Not a villain, I'm sorry, but he seems more like a DC character because of the magic, you know.
Well, you gotta keep in mind though that this is literally like really their only magic guy. You know, Marvel's only real magic guy. I mean, you might be able to correct me on that if I'm wrong, Eric. But like, yeah, they didn't have anything to compete with that. And just sort of looking, you know, like, and at the end credit, the scene at the end credits, not the PSA thing, but the scene at the end credits where they have Thor in it, and he's saying, "Hey, listen, my dad's gone missing." I just want to add this in there. I think this was more of an introduction into the Thor movie, because Benedict Cumberbatch is a top billed actor for the next Thor movie as Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe they were. I don't want to say that they were doing that. That would imply too much thought. But like, you know, it just felt to me like an introduction movie. You know what I mean? Completely introduction movie.
Yeah, it's exactly
has the
what it
has
was.
The title for the new Thor come out? What's the new Thor movie
Ragnarok.
Called?
Ragnarok.
What's that? Is that supposed to mean something?
Ragnarok is a Norse mythological kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more to it, but I mean, it's part of Norse mythology, much like how, you know, Odin and Valhalla and Asgard, just all that other shit. It's all Norse mythology.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Last week when we did our Sinister review to prepare for this movie, Adam and Eric here, well, Adam was not joining us tonight, but Adam and Eric both were telling me that the teacher, which I'm going to completely murder that, but the person who was teaching him how to be was actually a guy in the comics. Why do you guys think of the change of this one, change of the gender?
Diversity, like
yeah.
I mean the guy who plays Mordo, his I guess his the buddy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not a black guy. He's actually a white guy. So.
But I mean, does be because she's a woman. I just didn't know like if that was a big difference. Did you guys not care? Was
oh,
this teacher
mean, like,
guy
like
a
big... one? No, it's
didn't care.
You know, it doesn't.
You guys didn't care.
It's not. You know, the gender and skin color don't make much of a difference anymore, because in this world you look for ability, what their abilities are and how they compare, like, and strength. That's pretty much what it is. So as long as you don't completely stray and butcher all the character, you know, because they were still wearing costume.
Okay.
But yeah, as long as you don't go like Fantastic Four Galactus mode.
Nice.
Then it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because Galactus is supposed to be a big motherfucker. Instead, Galactus is a cloud. In that Rise of Silver Surfer movie.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of like how Doomsday was a piece of shit in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that
biggest
bad.
Biggest gripe. It was pretty bad. And what's your biggest gripe?
Really and truly, I mean, just, I think we've all sort of touched on it. This movie felt like it was all, like, a complete introduction movie. And then they tried to add that, like, they're going to open it for a sequel. No, they're not. This is like just another introduction movie for Infinity War. And, you know, surprisingly, you know, it was just boring. I was bored.
They will do a sequel. Because I think that they did another scene at the end of the credits.
Oh, did they? I didn't stay for it because I just knew it was like a PSA or something.
Yeah, well, you're not missing much. Basically, the buddy Mordo, who was just like, oh, this isn't my path anymore, and he walks off and does his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is a supervillain in the story. So what he did is, do you remember Benedict Cumberbatch when he was, the Benjamin Bratt character, Jonathan Pagborn is the character's name, who was paralyzed, and then he went to go seek treatment from the Ancient One and was able to walk again?
Yeah.
So Mordo meets up with him, and which is like, threatening words, and then takes pretty much his sorcerer power, his magic, pretty much sucks it right out of him, and the guy becomes paralyzed again. And he's like, "Why did you do this?" He's like, "Well, we have too many sorcerers in this world." Fade to black, you know, or cut to black. So basically, that's what his MO is that the power has been distributed too often, and it's like, We need all of it back so we could have a super sorcerer again.
Which kind of defeats the purpose of him wanting to leave, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my biggest gripes is the movie's too damn long.
You thought it was long? I felt like it was actually kind of quick.
Really? Oh, I mean, it just felt long to me. It was just like, I mean, halfway through, I was done with my large popcorn. I had to go get another one for free. I mean, I was just like, God, this is...
It was, hour 55 minutes in Marvel's time. I think that's actually not that bad. It's about maybe a half hour, 45 minutes shorter than their big ones.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's short. It just, this movie just felt it. I mean, this movie just felt like 2.5 hours to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm almost done with my popcorn.
I guess I can get that, because some of the Marvel movies where it's just like, it's more action than it is anything else. You're just like, ugh, okay. Like, at least make it good. And sometimes it's just boring as shit. Like Ant-Man.
See, You guys hate on Ant-Man. I liked Ant-Man. I thought it was funny.
That's just it, though. That's why I think it did well, is because it had more character. You like Paul Rudd. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cool guy. And him as a superhero is cool because... As a superhero, he can kick some ass, but he has those quips. He has that wit that goes along with it that will make you that'll keep you entertained, make you laugh, and have you rooting for him. You know, he's a charming guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This guy, Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange was just like, you know what? Teach me to a certain level, and then I'm gonna say, you know what? Fuck all of you guys. I'll just teach it myself because you guys suck at teaching. And just that arrogance level keeps him going up. But, again...
I mean, that's the character, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of a pretentious dick the whole time.
Yeah. No, you're
Which
you're
is
right.
why it's hard to get to love him. I mean, it's really hard to get behind him. It really is.
I think they could have shown his moral a bit more. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I think if it really is all about saving everybody's life, maybe they could have highlighted a bit more in the doctor rather than he's like, I'm a doctor for my own personal gain, rather than being like, oh, well, I would like to be a doctor to genuinely help people or to find, you know, new treatments and stuff like that, too. But instead, it's just kind of like, I don't know. They need to make him a little bit more likable for people to be like, yeah, he's the guy. But
no, yeah.
If they, yeah, they're not I, going I, for that, yeah, if they want to make him this loner, which technically he is, then I guess do it that way. But I'm sure they have a plan.
But they have to here's the thing that I just sort of thinking for, about right? it. Well, it just sort of felt to me like this, this might be another character that just doesn't translate the film. You know, like, unfortunately, Superman has never translated well to film. One of the greatest superheroes ever. And oh, so you got Superman Joker. One. You got Superman One. Okay,
that's okay. Right. That's okay.
Well, but yeah, but I'm saying except for when he went back, was it three where he flew backwards and made the Earth turn back in time?
Yeah, when Lois Lane died.
Yeah, it's just never really translated that well to film. You know, maybe Doctor Strange just doesn't translate to film.
Yeah, I guess you. But maybe, I've argued before. That I like Superman and I like Henry Cavill as Superman.
I would actually agree with you. I actually like him as Superman. But you can make this character work. You can make him a lovable asshole. It's just the point that they don't make him a lovable asshole. I mean, you don't feel yourself. I mean, me personally, I don't feel myself rooting for him. Yeah, go Doctor Strange. Yeah, no, I didn't. I just like okay. I mean, like, he was very one note. He was like.
I'm
glad that you guys sort of brought that up because I thought maybe I was just feeling that way because I was sort of annoyed in the theater because like my dad likes to talk throughout the whole movie, and I was in a crowded theater which I hate, and I was sort of annoyed with the fact like my dad's talking and he's not one of those like whisperers in the theater either. He'd be like, "Oh, I told you." Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nice.
and then it was a crowded theater, which I hate going to see movies in a crowded theater. But I'm glad you guys are bringing up these points because I thought I was just feeling that way because I was annoyed.
Well, you know, a crowded theater depends on what kind of movie it is. For this movie, I would rather have been by myself. I wasn't. For the first time in a long time, I actually had a pretty crowded theater myself. Yeah. It was annoying for me.
This one was pretty – it was a good turnout. I hate to say that, but – I'm still trying to think. I think the only reason why they did Doctor Strange this way is because in the later ends, he doesn't work too well with other people. Like, he does it more for...
Also, it could be an internal struggle, then, with the Avengers.
It's not just... Well, when he works with the Avengers, like, the Avengers are just like, hey, we should do this. And he's like, well, wait a second, we need to think about greater good here. So he has that going for him. He's just like, okay, well, what's the best way that everyone wins? Like what's the greater good here, you know? And the Avengers are just like, no time to think about that. We got to do this now. And he's like, well, hold on. Fucking think, you know? But again, that's like so the
he's
magic.
He's like Spock. He's like very logical.
I think he's I guess that'd be a way. He analyzes everything. And then he kind of just gets the best course of action. I mean, he's able to kick some ass just because, again, he has like ultimate power, but...
Well, okay, actually, I had a question for you guys. I thought about this today. I begin to know how many Marvel movies that came out in this Marvel universe. I know there's a lot, including the Avengers. But where's this one rank for you guys? I mean, like, is this one, like, even in the top five best Marvel movies? Is it top 10 for you guys? Like, I mean, where's this one go for you? Or is this at the bottom level?
It's not my favorite. It's not my top five. In the whole Marvel universe.
Okay.
No, Marvel movie universe, yeah.
Because for me, I thought about this and I was looking up all the Marvel movies today. For me, my least favorite in all the movies is Thor the Dark World, and this is the second worst for me. Like, I just didn't care.
I mean, I can understand that.
I mean, I'm not even including The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. But that's pretty bad.
Well, that one doesn't count in this timeline. You got to remember that.
Yeah, that's true. You have to obey the timeline there, too.
I thought the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton is in this timeline.
No.
Because doesn't Sam Jackson? Yes, he does. Just because Tony Stark comes in at the end of that movie. No, at the end credits.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe they sort of forgot about it because, like, because he wouldn't join the Avengers. Like, he didn't. He wanted no part in the Avengers, Ed Norton.
Well,
so maybe they just forgot about
kinda
it.
Kinda, he does. Because, you know, when we see him again in Avengers, he's wherever he is being talked to by Garjo. Anyhow, whatever her name is. Black Widow. There we go.
Yeah, my wife.
Yeah. She has something I'm not going to say on air, but anywho.
What? Listen, if you're allowed to have a fake relationship with Rachel McAdams, I'm allowed to have a fake relationship with Scarlett Johansson. That's all.
Well, just
okay.
Just keep an open mind because there's going to be 3 Marvel movies coming out a year now.
What's coming out in 17? We have Spider-Man.
So you have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You have Spider-Man. And you have Thor Ragnarok. And then right. 2018 is Black Panther, Infinity War, Avengers, and the new Ant-Man. And then you probably have...
Is that the one with the Wasp?
Yeah. We're just looking through it. There's Aquaman.
That's DC.
That's DC, yeah.
That's DC. Continue, Eric, because DC got over here.
Oh, there's a Shazam movie coming out, by the way.
See?
2019 Shazam.
Who?
Nobody.
Who the fuck is Shazam?
Oh, God. Look, Shazam is like exactly what you think he would be. You know, he's like, if you remember like the Great American Hero, you know what I mean? He could but in magical kind of way, like it's superhero. He's just an unknown DC superhero that's really stupid.
I'm not talking about DC. Fuck DC. I'm talking about Marvel. Eric, continue with Marvel because this guy's looking DC. I thought Shazam was at Marvel. Okay, what's that? 2019.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is gonna be 2019. Probably another Avengers.
Part two. Yeah.
Yeah, part two is probably gonna be 2019. They'll probably have. 19 is gonna be 3 years after, 2 years maybe. So maybe another Spider-Man.
They gonna end the whole thing with Avengers Part 3, or is it only gonna be 2 parts?
Like eventually, these guys are gonna say no to their contract, and they're gonna have to, you know, something's
start
gonna
killing
happen.
Them off.
Yeah, but I mean, or they'll just give her one of their own spinoff. So Black Widow might get her own spinoff too, which is dumb. I don't think she deserves it.
Nice, thanks, Ed. Appreciate that. Neither does Black Panther. Black Panther does not need his own movie. I know we're talking about Doctor Strange, but this goes with the same. I mean, really, Black Panther gets his own movie? Really?
Well, Black Panther is really cool though. Like the story of Black Panther though.
Fine, but I got what I because I'm not the comic book guy in this podcast. I got everything I needed out of his character from Civil War. Why do I need it? Is this going to be a prequel before Civil War? Is this going to be
Black Panther? Does he dabbles in it? He gets into some shit. He's like the African Iron Man, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
It's a passed down tradition from like warlord to warlord kind of thing too.
Yeah, Black Panther. He's there. He gets in the mess of things.
All right.
So we'll see how it goes.
Fair enough.
I'm still rooting for a Marvel movie of World War Hulk. I think that'd be probably the best one that they can do after the whole Avengers timeline.
When everybody goes to war against Hulk.
Yeah, everyone does that and
loses.
And loses, yeah.
Well, nobody's gonna win, right? I mean,
they. I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say that you know. Let's just say that
is this the series where they send him to Mars or the moon or something?
Is this when he to another planet? You mean? Where it becomes
part of it. It doesn't that turn into a comic series called Planet Hulk, or is that something completely different?
It's in the same kind of category. It's all part of World War Hulk. So basically, what it is that the Avengers are just like, okay, Hulk, after your last action, we've all gotten together, is Iron Man speaking to him. He's like, yeah, me, Captain America, Doctor Strange, everyone else, we got together, and we're just like, you are really fucked up, man. So we're going to put you in this spaceship, and we're just going to blast you off into space somewhere. Good luck. That's basically what happens. And then he crashes.
That's what happens in the comics.
Yeah, and then Hulk goes around for a while. I think
he kills his wife.
Well, he goes on the planet. Yeah. He becomes a gladiator on the planet. He kicks ass on the planet. He takes a wife, has a baby. He actually, like, seems okay. But while he was drifting in space, Hulk and Bruce Banner were talking, had, like, the dialogue, and they're just like, okay, listen, we need to work together.
Really?
Yeah, they did, yeah, because it's an interbeast. So they were going to do Bruce Banner's intelligence, but Hulk would control his – would stay in form.
Okay.
But Hulk all can't speak. He would just be able to do decision points and just kind of, you know, a few little bit. He was able to communicate to a degree. But either way, it was Bruce Banner in there. So, yeah.
Saying that Hulk marries, right? Sorry. Yeah. You said Hulk marries?
Yeah, wife and kid, too, yeah.
Is that She-Hulk, or is that completely...
Nope, She-Hulk is completely out of her own thing. But, yeah, so they... Yeah, and then some shit happens on the Gladiator planet, and the people that follow him, like, a lot of shit happens, too. The ship blows up, his wife his wife and his kid die. He gets super fucking angry, like, to the Hulk level you've never even heard of before. The people who are following him have a spaceship. They go back to the planet, Earth, and they just start, you know. The people followed Hulk because they liked that he's a fighter. He's a gladiator, and they're bloodthirsty. So when they went back to Earth, they just fucking started decimating everything.
He fucking kills Ghost Rider, Iron Man.
Kills Ghost Rider.
The X-Men, like, everything. He kidnaps all the Avengers and shit like that, too. And all of them are trying to go one-on-one, you know, or, like, team up, and they can't do it. Hulk is just too fucking vicious, and he just kills him beats him every single time. There was one hope left, and the one person who could match up to Hulk was kind of in retirement. His name's Sentry, and Sentry doesn't have a limit on his power. He kind of doesn't know, and he can't control it either. So when Sentry goes full mode, he can't control it. And if he can't control it, he doesn't know what's going to happen. So he could eventually, you know, just blow up the world by accident. Sentry could.
But Thor doesn't lose to Hulk, right? Or is it's Thor.
Am I saying Sentry or is it Sentinel? Doesn't matter.
It's Sentry. If it's Sentry, I think you're right.
But either way, a big battle ensues. If you want me to just spoil it real quick, and just, you know, this is a long series, but there's this huge fucking... Doctor Strange is involved too, because he uses his magic to manipulate a lot of the everything else. But there comes a point where Hulk gets so fucking furious because he finds out that it was the gladiators, that his boys, that betrayed him instead. And not, because Hulk thought it was the Avengers that fucked him up. But it was actually his boys, the new friends from the Gladiator planet, that fucked him up instead. They're just like, well, yeah, we saw you went soft after you had a wife and kid. We wanted that blood rage again. So we killed him so that you'd be so enraged and you'd go kill everybody else. Hulk gets so angry that just, like, he pretty much ascends into God mode. Like, he turns into a god. And while he was doing that, Bruce has this moment of clarity and tells, I think, Sentry to, like, you know, while he's turning into Super Saiyan, to pretty much just do it then. So they do it, and they pretty much put Bruce Banner into a coma.
They need to make this into a movie. This sounds pretty badass.
There's a lot more details, and obviously I'm summing up a lot of big things, but huge fight scenes, a lot of drama. The entire Marvel Universe involved.
And that's called
World War Hulk.
World War Hulk. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, there's a bunch, like, what is it? That's how they make Red Hulk, is after they defeat him and whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it.
It's, well, we brought up that all that stuff because it goes with Doctor Strange, but
he is involved,
as you can tell,
that.
Fans, we're not really.
But yeah, there's nothing more to it. Doctor Strange is really, there's nothing more to it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's really nothing to Doctor Strange. I mean, like, I was actually, like I said before, at the beginning of the show, if it wasn't for the show, I would never have seen this movie. I went in there with open arms. I mean, I was like, okay, let's just try this out. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what the big deal is. And it just left a bad taste in my mouth. It's still not as bad as Independence Day 2. Nothing so, takes that cake.
Well, keep on going then. What's your final thought? What's your review?
Yeah. This is definitely not one of the worst movies I've seen all year, but this movie for me really, guys, is just boring. I wasn't interested at all. Doctor Strange was just, he didn't have that badass charm like Tony Stark is all about himself, but he's a lovable asshole. This guy could be that, but he's not. And do we really need two of them? So, and I just thought a lot of characters were flat. I thought Rachel McAdams was just reading her lines like, hey, guess what? I'm in a Marvel movie now. I can just get a paycheck.
Yep.
Because the girl can act. I just didn't care. You know what it is? To sum it up really, really fast now, I just don't like the magic movies. I don't like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons. I don't like World of Warcraft.
Two completely different types of magic. But no, I get it.
No, I know it is.
You're confusing your magic there, Jordan.
I know, but magic is magic.
One of them's mystical
magic guy.
Fucking magic. The other one's fel magic and arcane magic. Like, what's your problem?
It's a sin, all right? I don't believe in it, all right? It's a sin.
The other one's universal, kind of multi-dimensional magic.
It's a sin. It's just a straight-up sin. But yeah, for me, don't see it. I'm going to give this a don't see it. I'm not interested, and neither should you. Skip this one. You're not going to miss anything. Don't see it. Ed, Doctor Strange.
Well, I mean, if you plan on going to see the Infinity War movies, like both of them, you kind of have to, because Benedict Cumberbatch is going to pop off and just start doing some crazy magic and like throwing shit around and throwing people in the like dimensions, and you're like, what the fuck is this? If you didn't know what he was. So if you have any intentions of going and seeing that movie and knowing what's going on, then you have to sort of see this movie. But I other than that, I didn't care for it. I won't own it. I mean, maybe I'll give it a second shot once it comes out on like HBO. But other than that, don't care.
HBO, huh?
Or Netflix or wherever.
Fair enough. So definitely a no see it for you.
Unless you plan on wanting to know everything that's going on in the Avengers movies.
Eric, should you see Doctor Strange?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not bad. Like, I think it's like if you're going to watch it like on like a plane, or like if it's a DVD, or if you're streaming it or something like that, then yeah, sure. You know, I don't think that it's a complete waste. It was still very pretty. Like, there's a lot of eye candy. It was really cool to see a lot of that stuff. How they did, they saw like the mirror dimension and just all the inceptionized kind of reworking. I thought that was really cool, really pretty. But action scenes were pretty cool too. I liked just the way they were able to pull the energy from, you know, the dimensions, and you get like the shields, and they were kicking ass there. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked a lot of the aspect of this movie, but the overall of it, it just wasn't like excited, you know. I don't know. I was entertained by it, but I'm not gonna go see it again. I'd say it's worth the DVD. It's worth the stream. If it's on, if you're going to the movies but you didn't pay for the ticket type thing.
Fair enough.
Like that's what it is. So yeah, I mean,
all right.
It's a Marvel movie. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Just okay. Right? Just okay?
Yeah, it's just okay. It's mediocre. It's meh. I felt the same way about Ant-Man.
Was it better than Blair Witch 3?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, I eye rolled more times in Blair Witch 3.
Is it better than Sausage Party? I don't think so.
No, probably not. It's not super, but comedies generally go over. A lot easier and are easier to sell, especially a fucking dumb one like that.
Yes. I can't wait to buy it here soon. Well, that concludes our review of Doctor Strange. Not a very in-depth, detailed review, but we didn't have fun with this one, as you guys can clearly tell. So if you want to check it out, go see it. If you don't have any interest, then whatever, just like the guy said. But Eric and Ed, do you guys know what we're reviewing next week?
Hell yeah, fucking The Arrival.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
I'm really pumped about it.
And so this is our schedule for the rest of the year. I wanted to tell it to the fans and to you guys. So next week we got The Arrival, and the following week, I don't want to see this, but my wife's a big Harry Potter fan, so I'm going to give it a try. We're going to review Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. You guys cool with that?
They already have a sequel planned with Johnny Depp.
Pretty pumped.
They already have the sequel with Johnny Depp.
Happening.
Movie's not even out yet. They already said, yeah, we're doing a sequel.
Yeah. And then
so you know it's going to be fucking great.
Better be.
We'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see. Early December. I don't know if you guys are interested in this, but I am. I want to see how it's a train wreck. But Bad Santa 2.
I'm curious.
Absolutely. Yeah. Loved it. Loved the first one.
Yeah.
And after Bad Santa 2, we got our one-year anniversary show.
Yay.
Movie Guys Podcast.
Mm. I guess. And then after that is a little known, a very little known movie about some galaxy somewhere.
That's far, far away.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, though, boys.
Yeah, they're just now making a movie about it. Something about Bothan spies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fan. But Rogue One, Star Wars, and then we're gonna end 2016 with Assassin's Creed, or this is your choice. This is why I would bring it up for the show. Place, and I don't care. There's one I want to see more than the other, but I want you guys to choose here on air. Our last episode of 2016, do you guys want to review Assassin's Creed?
Or what?
It stars Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've seen previews for that. Yeah.
I'd much rather
see that than Avenger than fucking Assassin's stupid Creed. Whatever the fuck Assassin's Creed.
Eric, you not heard of this?
You cut out. What was the movie again? You cut out every time you say the movie.
How'd you say it?
Passengers.
Oh with Chris Pratt and they wake up early at a cryogenic.
Yeah, 90 years early or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see that? Or do you guys want to see Assassin's Creed? Which one do you want to review for the last episode of the year?
I want to see that one. I want to see the sci-fi. I'm always going to say yes for sci-fi.
So then you guys heard it here. We're going to review Passengers as our last movie for 2016. Well, if you like this episode, make sure to check us out at movieguyspodcast.com. You can hear every new release that came out every time. I don't know what I'm saying. You go check it out, BeRealNetwork.com. It's an awesome network where amazing shows can get together and share each other's shows and host as well. And some great shows are on. Also check us out on iTunes, Movie Guys Podcast as well with Be Real Network. Eric and Ed, thank you so much for joining me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Peace.
All right. Bye.